The message is the Word of God. It's not our opinions. It's not our own ideas. It's the Bible. You couldn't have a weightier responsibility than to take God's message and to deliver it in a way that is accurate.
From Walking in Grace, this is the Straight Truth Podcast, Christian truths in an increasingly secular world.
Well, welcome again to the Straight Truth Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Philpott, and as always, I'm joined by Pastor Richard Caldwell of Founders Baptist Church. Now, this podcast seeks to answer questions about faith, doctrine, practice, Bible verses, and even cultural issues. And we'd love for you to join the conversation. So if you're watching from YouTube, just leave us a comment below the video and we'll get to that. Or you can submit a question at our website, and the address is straighttruth.net. Now, at our website, you can find links to all of our social media channels as well as previous episodes. With that, let's get to the question for this episode. Pastor, our question this time is actually with reference to a specific verse or two verses here in 1 John 2. So let me read these first and then ask the question. So John writes, this is 1 John 2, verses 26 to 27. I write these things to you about those who are trying to deceive you, but the anointing that you received from him abides in you, and you have no need that anyone should teach you. That's the operative phrase here that the question's about. But as his anointing teaches you about everything and is true and is no lie, just as it has taught you, abide in him. So the question is about that phrase, you have no need that anyone should teach you. So Jesus even alludes to things like this too, talking about after he departs that the Holy Spirit will come, he will teach you in all things, will bring things to remembrance. He's speaking to the apostles, of course, will bring things to remembrance. Does that mean that I don't need to have any education maybe in the Bible or need to be taught at all? Obviously, right. I'm just speaking here as sort of a hypothetical question. Because the Holy Spirit will take care of all those things in the moment. Or even a pastor like yourself, you have some degrees and you've got theological education. Does that mean a pastor does not need theological education because you have no need that anyone should teach you?
Yeah, of course not. It's good to bear in mind that the same passages that teach us that we have the resident truth teacher, the Holy Spirit of God, those passages came from the same Spirit who also authored the passages that tell us that spiritual gifts have been given that include teaching and preaching gifts. So if the church didn't need teaching, didn't need instruction, didn't need men who give that instruction, why is the Spirit of God distributing gifts like that? So the same Holy Spirit who lives within us to teach us has also distributed gifts to men for the purpose of instruction. So that's not what 1 John 2, 26 and 27 is referring to. It's helpful to remember that verse 26 is referring specifically to those who are trying to deceive you. Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that false teachers do is they create a sense of dependence in their hearers. You know, you need me. Without me, you wouldn't have the truth. Without me, you wouldn't know what's right to do or wrong to do. And one of the things that you can always count on in a true teacher of God's Word is he points really away from himself to the one who is the shepherd of us all, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. A true teacher also realizes that he's not the beginning and the end of instruction. Mm-hmm. You know, he's one instrument. The Lord has distributed gifts throughout the churches, teaching gifts, and so he's one instrument. And the message that has the authority it doesn't belong to him. It's God's Word. So his task is to teach the Word of God. The Word of God has authority. He has no authority. No teacher has any authority outside of Scripture, period. So this word, you have no need of anyone to teach you, has to do with that sense of dependence. It's not saying that you don't need teachers. It's saying you are not at the mercy of any one teacher. It's not like without that person, you can't know truth. Mm-hmm. It's not at all instructing us that we don't need instruction or that we don't need teachers, don't benefit from them. So that's the first part of the answer. Now, thinking about a part of the answer that I gave, which is what our calling is, which is we're simply instruments. The message is the Word of God. It's not our opinions. It's not our own ideas. It's the Bible. You couldn't have a weightier responsibility than to take God's message and to deliver it in a way that is accurate, that you convey it exactly as it was meant to be conveyed. Now, none of us does that perfectly. None of us is inerrant in our teaching. But that's what we're striving for, is to give the Word of God accurately, to rightly divide the Word of truth in a way that we don't have to be ashamed, mm-hmm. as Paul says to Timothy. This is the kind of workman I want to be. That requires study. Mm-hmm. That requires training. No one should be teaching the Word of God who doesn't have training. Mm-hmm. No one. Now, mm-hmm. sometimes that training, most of the time in our day, that training is formally available, mm-hmm. right? You go to a school,
right.
Institution may be in the church, like we have a seminary here at our church, or the institution may be assisting the church, and you go there for your training, but there's training that you receive formally, or if that's not available to a man, or if in just God's plan for that man's life, there have been a few instances of this, where he doesn't get his training formally, he still gets training. Mm-hmm. You know, it's very common to hear people talk about Spurgeon who didn't go to seminary, but Spurgeon was reading the Puritans when he was a child in his grandfather's home. Mm-hmm. I mean, he had training. Mm-hmm. It just wasn't formal. And it's interesting that after that life that prepared him for ministry, what does Spurgeon do? But he starts a college for training pastors.
Mm-hmm, right.
So he saw the need for training. Martin Lloyd-Jones, a medical doctor, you know, didn't go to seminary,
right.
but Martin Lloyd-Jones had extraordinary gifts, some of which were natural to him. I mean, to be a medical doctor, a physician, he has keen abilities with respect to diagnosing things, recognizing things, breaking things apart. And you could see that in Martin Lloyd-Jones's preaching ministry, how he handled Scripture. But Lloyd-Jones had training. He served under G. Campbell Morgan. I mean, there's always a training, a mentorship that takes place before someone is ready to do ministry. So the idea that guys just say, I'm called, mm-hmm. they go to a church, they begin to preach, and they have no training, that's not a New Testament mm-hmm. concept. Christ trained his
right.
apostles. They trained other men. You see this generational process that Paul sets forth. Mm-hmm. Things you've received from me, you pass on to faithful
that's
men
right.
who in turn will teach others. This is the New Testament pattern.
Thanks again for joining us for this episode of the Straight Truth Podcast. Now, we'd love for you to share this episode with friends and family. And the easiest way to do that is just by going to one of our social media channels and liking and subscribing to our videos there. Now, we'd love to spread the word about Straight Truth. And the easiest way to do that is by going to the Apple Podcast link and leaving us a 5-star review. Now, Straight Truth is listener supported. So if you'd like to find out ways to help us to continue to produce this podcast, again, go to our website, straighttruth.net. Now, Straight Truth is a production of Walking in Grace Ministries, the preaching and teaching ministry of Pastor Richard Caldwell. For more information, go to walkingingrace.org.